With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. P.D. James is the world's reigning queen of crime, and her poet hero, Commander Adam Dalgleish of New Scotland Yard, is back in James' latest thriller, Devices and Desires.
He's published a very successful book of poems, and he's escaping from the publicity to a converted windmill on the east coast of England.
To a lonely peninsula punctuated by medieval abbeys and fortifications from the last war.
There are windmills there, and of course there's a lovely contrast between the wind as a source of power and this terrifying new source of power, the power station.
Dalgleish has inherited the converted windmill from his late aunt and hopes to escape from the pressure of police work.
But what he never escapes from is murder.
A serial killer called the Norfolk Whistler has claimed another victim. Dalgleish himself stumbles onto the body of a woman who is employed at a nearby nuclear power station and who may or may not be the fifth victim of the Whistler. Dalgleish comes under suspicion.
He finds the body and he's questioned. When did you leave the windmill? Why did you go for this walk by the sea? You know, you stumbled over this body. Did you touch it? And he doesn't like it.
The issue over nuclear safety is essential to the plot, and P.D. James visited two nuclear power plants in the course of her research.
The immensity of the place is astonishing, and yet it seems so empty. It needs so... I mean, there are hundreds of staff there, but you never seem to see them.
But P.D. James hastens to remind that despite the nuclear issue, she's written a murder mystery, and Devices and Desires is one of her best. Published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer P.D. James sets her new thriller, Devices and Desires, starring Scotland Yard's Commander Adam Dalgleish, on England's rural southeast coast. Dalgleish, on vacation, encounters a serial killer, as well as intrigue centered around a controversial nuclear power plant. The action takes place on a rural headland, which is an English word for...
land jutting out into the sea.
That's P.D. James, who rarely alters her very British vocabulary for her U.S. readers.
I remember in one book, you know, they had a crying baby, and what you call a pacifier, we call a dummy. Well, you know, it said the mother stuck a dummy into her mouth. And I mean, you know, exactly. So that had to be changed to pacifier.
But James doesn't like to change too many terms.
When I read American mysteries, when I read Chandler, I don't really want it to anglicized. I mean, I love the sense that I'm in California, that I'm in America, and this is an American writer writing.
It won't be giving too much away to say that a gang of terrorists play a role in Devices and Desires. P.D. James sees terrorism as a worldwide problem and is especially horrified at the terrorist bombing of a Pan Am plane over Scotland.
Appalling. Awful that people can do that to people they don't even know, people who are not concerned with their cause.
P.D. James, one of the most skilled and literate practitioners of the English murder mystery. Her fans won't be disappointed by Devices and Desires, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer P.D. James' sleuth hero is Scotland Yard's Commander Adam Dalgleish, a name that might sound somewhat strange to Americans, but it's a Scottish name.
I named him Dalgleish because that was the name of my English teacher at school. She was a Miss Maisie Dalgleish.
In many ways, Adam Dalgleish, who returns in James' latest mystery, Devices and Desires, is a masculine equivalent of James herself. When she started her first book in the early 1960s, she decided to use a professional rather than an amateur detective, and in those days, that meant a man.
I wanted him to be courageous but not foolhardy. I wanted him to be a good professional cop. I didn't want him to be sentimental, but I wanted him to be compassionate. And I wanted him to have some artistic interest. I wanted him to be complex and sensitive, so I thought, I'll make him a poet.
In fact, in Devices and Desires, Dalgleish has just published a successful book of poetry and retreats to England's southeast coast, to the converted windmill he has inherited from his aunt, and with £750,000. It becomes a working vacation for Dalgleish, who learns that a serial killer is stalking the area. P.D. James is baffled by the serial killer, about whom we know little.
They've had disturbed childhoods, unhappy childhoods. Sometimes they've lost people close to them at an early age. But, I mean, that happens to millions of human beings. And they don't go off and become mass murderers.
With all the money Dalgleish has inherited from his aunt, he could afford to retire from Scotland Yard and compose verse full-time.
If I don't write another Adam Dalgleish, everyone will know that he's retired to write poetry. But I have a feeling there will be another Adam Dalgleish somehow.
For which the fans of P.D. James will be grateful. Knopf published her latest thriller, Devices and Desires. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. British mystery writer P.D. James, whose most recent novel is Devices and Desires, often thinks about murder. It is, of course, her stock in trade. What makes for a good murder, so to speak?
Is it the element of doubt? Is it the motive, which seems inexplicable, as it does in the Stuart murder in Boston? Is it the sense that it's amazing human beings can behave like this? I wonder what it is. Is it the ingenuity of the crime?
But James believes interesting people commit interesting crimes, and that's why mystery writers are often accused of being snobbish, because they usually use middle or upper middle class characters.
If you had a murder mystery set in a community where murder was commonplace, drug dealing is commonplace, violence is commonplace, it isn't particularly interesting. You do need to have a rational, intelligent murderer so that the reader and the detective can pit their wits against him.
Which is why mystery writers tend to deal with an ordered, often well-to-do society,
where you get the contrast between the horror of the deed and the apparent peace, orderliness, prosperity of the world in which it takes place.
P.D. James is a literary writer as well as a mystery writer, for her standards are high.
Back home, there are certainly some books published I feel would not have found a publisher if there hadn't been mysteries. And I just can't read a mystery unless it's well written. I mean, the most important thing to me about a book is the writing.
P.D. James' hero, Commander Adam Dalgleish of New Scotland Yard, returns in Devices and Desires, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Before she writes her next thriller, P.D. James wants to learn more about DNA testing, for there are new doubts about the technique of genetic testing, which until now had been thought to be infallible. James notes that a time-honored detection tool is still around.
Nobody has ever been able to fault fingerprints as a method of identification. And this has always fascinated me, that of all the millions of people on this planet, no one has ever discovered an identical fingerprint.
P.D. James is no stranger to murder, fictionalized, of course. She's the author of 11 novels, most of them centered around her hero, Adam Dalgleish of New Scotland Yard, who is back in Devices and Desires. James lives in London, which she says appears to have more crime than ever.
There is apprehension, there is a feeling, and I think it's probably true that certain parts of London you can no longer walk alone at night safely. When I was a girl, I walked in London in the blackout during the war, in perfect safety anywhere.
But London is still mostly free of the intense violent crime that has ravaged drug-plagued U.S. cities.
We're very worried about crack. And I think the police, you know, have a whole campaign to make sure it doesn't take hold.
P.D. James believes in daily trips to the typewriter.
I move into the world of the book. I move in with the people and their lives. And if I think, well, this isn't flowing, I'm a bit blocked here and put it away, then it all regresses. It's much better to stick at it.
Murder abounds in P.D. James' Devices and Desires, but Adam Dalgleish wins out. Published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.